Hi, this is PJ Eby, and welcome to another edition of Life Changing Secrets. This month, we're going to talk about the secret of single-mindedness, how to have absolute concentration, commitment, and confidence in almost anything that you do. Now, we all have places and times in our lives when we have that kind of single-mindedness, when we pursue a goal without even thinking about anything else, or without doubting or second-guessing ourselves. But then there are also usually areas in our lives where we can end up suffering from analysis paralysis because we're continually having second thoughts instead of being single-minded. You could really say that the opposite of being single-minded is having second thoughts or second-guessing yourself because there's something else on your mind besides the thing that you're going after. For example, not too long ago, I was trying to decide how to set up my office in a new arrangement that would work better for me. And I spent a lot of time thinking in terms of, well, I could put the programming books over here. Then I go, well, no, because I don't really know how that's going to look, or I just don't really know how all that's going to fit in with everything else. And I don't really know what would be best. I start having all these kinds of second thoughts about every choice I made. It's like, well, maybe I could put them over here. Well, it's sort of the yeah, but state where you're kind of going like, well, yeah, but what about this? And as a result, I never actually got to a place where I had a definite plan for how I wanted the whole room to be organized, because I wouldn't let myself get further than one step into the process. I would be asking about, as I thought about each possibility for what could go in a particular place or what places a particular thing could go in, I was always second-guessing myself. And this happens with a lot of different things in our lives. One example in particular that was what got me started thinking about doing this CD on this topic this month was that several weeks ago, a Mindhackers Guild member was having a lot of difficulty with doing some fairly basic techniques that we teach. And, when I worked with him in one of our workshop calls, I noticed that what was happening was that every time he did something correctly, every time he actually did a step of a technique, he would back up and ask whether he was doing it right. He was questioning whether he had done it right after he had done it right. So in other words, he was first doing something right and then second guessing himself, going like, well, maybe I didn't do that right. That must not be it. That must not be the right thing. Whatever. And this was the point at which I began to notice that this was a general pattern that applies not just to mind hacking, not just to deciding where to put things in your office, but to everything that we do. When we second guess ourselves, when we introduce doubt or questions about something, and we don't allow ourselves to actually finish the process that we're involved in, or we don't allow ourselves to move forward in the process that we're attempting, we end up blocking ourselves when, if we had just gone ahead and done it anyway, if we had just done it, so to speak, we wouldn't have had a problem. We could have actually finished whatever it was. If I had allowed myself to finish the process of deciding on, or not so much deciding as even thinking about a particular arrangement, if I had allowed myself to go through and see in my mind, okay, so if I put this over here and I put that over there and actually finished a full arrangement of the room in my mind, and then and only then said, now how does that work? And actually, in other words, if I had saved up the criticism and doubt, so to speak, then I could have produced a result instead of spending my entire time being paralyzed and blocking myself with these thoughts and doubts. So What we want to talk about this month is how to get rid of these doubts and second thoughts and ensure that they don't interfere with your ability to proceed. Now, a lot of times when people are having doubts and second-guessing themselves and so on, other people will tell them, well, you just have to believe in yourself. Well, just do it, and these types of things. But in the Mindhackers Guild, we don't really take that kind of vague advice and just stop with that. We want to get into how does that process take place? What is it that we do in our minds, either to block ourselves or to move forward? And narrow that down into specific steps that you can take that make a difference to how you're going about this process of thinking. We don't stop with, well, just believe in yourself. We want to know, how is it that people believe in themselves? And as you're about to find out on this CD, the answer is not very intuitive, because it's almost the exact opposite of the impression that you would get from saying something like, believe in yourself. In fact, the irony is that you have to actually disbelieve in yourself, or at least in certain of the things that you believe. So that's what we're going to talk about next.